This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether you're a duck or whether you're a beaver, your fantasy team needs a new receiver. It's Danny and Dusty at lunchtime every day. Maybe you're a tortured fan of Rip City. Danny and Dusty are here to take pity, hoping there's not a center with bad knees on the way. Talking noon till three, Danny and Dusty on the fan. Yep, I'm singing again, cause they haven't said I can't. Danny and Dusty love the teams the rest of us revile. Raising a Blazers banner would make it all worthwhile. Noon till three.
An Odyssey station.
Hour number three here on a Thursday afternoon, day before the 4th of July. If you're in the car right now, it appears that traffic is a never-ceasing hellscape on the freeway because it is 4th of July weekend.
Oh, buddy.
Really looking forward to that leaving the day.
One would say traffic's jeffed up out there.
Yeah, it's jeffed up, but if you're listening along on the
definitely
radio, 1080 AM, watch along on youtube.com/1080AM The Fan or twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Again, ahead of the 4th of July weekend.
I hate myself for leaning into jeffing up.
Yeah. Now, who's forcing what now? I don't want to hear it. I don't usually like doing these, but I thought there's a lot of different lines we can pull on this because of expectations, thoughts, beliefs, and everything kind of going into free agency and what teams were going to do what. Not even just free agency, but the new league calendar. Now, the league officially starts over on July 6th, but the NBA draft is the beginning of the new league cycle. You have the NBA draft and the end of the free agency period. You had some trades before, you had some trades after, you had some trades during the draft. But the winners and losers of it all, and it's also a what are we doing and wait, what are we doing? And then there's what could they do? And as I look around the league right now, there is a handful of teams very much on the what the hell are they doing? What are you trying to do here, scale? And, hey, we got some stuff done here, scale. The first couple of teams in here, I think it's interesting, is the what the hell are we doing? And my four nominees, Brooklyn Nets, Los Angeles Lakers, Sacramento Kings, New Orleans Pelicans. Please explain to me why the Brooklyn Nets, who went into this cycle with more cap space than anyone else, the best asset, quote-unquote, that they came out of this was the number 22 pick and taking on Terrence Mann's $15 million. You used all five of your first-round picks. You didn't trade any of them, so you had them in a further cycle. You took three international point guards. What the hell are the Nets doing?
Well, potentially going for Giannis. If Giannis wants to be in New York, then you have the cap space still, and you're taking your pick of guards now. And, I mean, maybe.
Mm. I If it wasn't for the New Orleans Pelicans, the Nets would be leading the league. And what are you doing right now?
Well, yeah.
Because it was just like, Yegor Damian was not expected to go eighth.
No.
Like, that was not, like, if they were going to get a mildly spicy, they were going to take Common Malawach or Ace Bailey. If Ace somehow made it past Washington, New Orleans. Yeah. Like, that was the wild card pick for them. Yegor was like, if Prokhorov still owned the team, the Russian oligarch, who's worth billions upon billions, and a chance to draft a Russian player, yeah, I could see that 100%. But that's not the case. So I was like sitting there going, "Huh, that's weird." And then obviously, Josiah owns them now, who is of Taiwanese descent. Like him taking Young Hansen was there. Was certainly some lines being drawn there, having familiarity with those markets, all those kind of things. That you can draw some pretty clear lines. But their roster doesn't make any sense. They didn't really do anything in their cap space. They took on Michael Porter Jr. and got that 2032 unprotected, which is great, but you just took on massive medical liability and a huge contract. So, like, is Michael Porter Jr. going to be the piece that you send out as a salary piece for Milwaukee? You better be sending a lot back with it,
yeah,
including that 2032 pick.
Well, and that's kind of the thing, though, is that if you're going to make a big deal, we talk about this often, you have to have a big contract on the books.
Something has to come together, or you have to piece together enough. But, like, is there a package attractive enough that makes sense there? And if you're Giannis and you're talking about wanting to win, you're going to a situation that's going to be bereft of anything. So it's like, okay, sure. I guess.
Well, isn't that going to be anywhere that he decides he wants to be traded to?
I mean, you could go to Houston and they'd still have a lot.
But hasn't Houston taken themselves out of that with...
No.
With the KD trade?
Because what do they give up? They give up Jalen Green.
So, but...
Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks. Like, they didn't give up anything.
They have Fred VanVleet at 24, an extension with Fred VanVleet. Mm-hmm. Dorian Finney-Smith at $12 million. Clint Capella on a great deal, 6, 7, and 7. And then you have Sengun, who's at 33.
I mean, Sengun and Fred VanVleet get you there immediately.
What's that?
Sengun and Fred get you there. Or a combination of Sengun and Tari and Cam Whitmore in picks. Like, salary-wise, they get there pretty easily. They've got multiple machinations they can get there with.
Yikes.
And they have all their draft capital still.
All right.
Plus the Suns.
Plus the Suns draft capital.
So, like, Houston is not out of this. So, if it came to fruition that Giannis asked out, Houston, I would almost guarantee this point would become a landing spot. The only other team that could compete with an offer is
and they're
is probably,
under the tax right
yeah,
now.
It's crazy. But they are capped at the first apron because of the deal. So, that makes it a little more difficult and you got to get a little bit closer, but.
Oh, wait, nope. They're $10 million into the luxury tax when you take in their new deals.
Yeah. But they're hard capped at the first apron.
Yeah.
So, but they can make it happen and then do some vetmin signings and be totally fine. So, another team on this list, the Lakers. They lost Dorian Finney-Smith for nothing after giving up real assets for him. You miss out on your first three choices at center. The first free agent signing you have is Jake LaRavia, who it's perfectly fine.
At least it's a signing.
Yeah, maybe perfectly fine, but LeBron, Luka.
Well, like, they needed a center and they signed one.
Sure. But this is kind of a quasi gap year for the Lakers and the whole LeBron thing and the aggressive language that's coming out of that. It's like, okay, the real world of the Los Angeles Lakers is coming back full circle. We're picking up another season of this, huh?
I'm here for it.
It's going to be drama-filled.
I'm here for it.
And then we've talked about the Pelicans already. They are right now quite literally the laughingstock of the league. Nobody understands what the hell
they're doing. The unprotected first-round pick. That is an absolute joke.
And the roster makes no sense. But the team in the league outside of the Nets and the Pelicans that has a roster of, like, what the bleep are you doing? It's the Kings. What are they doing? What is the plan there? Like, they still have LaVine. They still have Sabonis. Tegan Murray's deal's not been up there. They're trying to work a sign-and-trade for Jonathan Kuminga. They're trying to make a deal out where, you know, Malik Monk still ends up in Detroit. Like, those four teams, the Nets, the Lakers, the Kings, and the Pelicans, who's the award winner for what the hell are you doing? Because there's for me, there's a compelling case for all of them.
No, I mean, it's still the Pelicans giving up that unprotected first. But I'm surprised Portland's not on there because they had five centers through the draft. Mm-hmm. They said that they wanted that cap flexibility in you bring in Drew Holiday, mm-hmm. which we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
You still have a logjam in the front court
mm-hmm.
and in the back court with a lack of shooters
mm-hmm.
and no significant moves on the horizon.
I wouldn't put them in the what the hell are they doing because they have at least an identity of what they are. These other four teams, like what's the identity?
Well, Lakers are lean on Luka and LeBron.
And it's not even, I don't even think it's leaning on LeBron. I think you're leaning on Luka in 2 years.
Yeah, I know. But you're leaning on Luka and LeBron, and you have those two guys which are going to keep you relevant.
Sure.
And in every single game.
Pelicans roster makes no sense. The Nets roster makes no sense. The Kings roster makes no sense.
Well,
like, what's the identity of those three franchises right now?
Nothing. Nothing. But I think a lot of people will say that about Portland, too. I mean,
I don't know
it's
a single
defense.
Person in the NBA that does not
they
know
don't have
what
a shooter.
Doing. But everyone around the league knows what they're trying to do.
Right.
Which is to become a defensive-minded, pull-you-in-the-mud, nasty, ugly team. Like,
yeah.
Everybody knows, like, that part of it, they know what they're doing. As far as, like, the league looking at Portland and what they're trying to build.
Sure. Absolutely.
Like, these other four teams, what are they trying to do? Like, with the Wizards and the Hornets, as dysfunctional as
sure.
they've been, they're in
the Pelicans, Nets, like, I don't know. And the Lakers are just trying to be the Lakers and have something fall into
yeah.
their lap.
And
right? Which is, to their credit, it's what they've always done.
Look, Lakers exceptionalism, we like to make fun of it, but it's real. It's absolutely real.
And
it just works out in their favor.
It works for them.
Yeah.
It does. And like that, I sit there. That's why I put them in last on this, mm-hmm. because it has worked. In the Kings, I truly don't know. The other three with the Nets, Kings, and Pelicans, they are poorly run franchises mm-hmm. that are poorly run. And mm-hmm. to your point on Portland, they do know what direction they want to go in, but they need to connect on big swings.
They're not doing it as fast as people want them to do. And well, I get that.
And again, the messaging after the season was over that a playoff team.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
That didn't help.
Yeah.
Because everybody went, I don't know. And if you need scoring and you get rid of your best scorer, that's a, okay,
mm-hmm.
where's it going to come from?
Yeah,
right?
I'm with
so
you.
I get you on, yeah. on that front, but there's also, there is a lot of head scratching going, all right.
Pelicans are the team for me.
Pelicans are it for me,
the,
too.
It's just
what the hell are you doing here?
Pelicans, the Nets, Kings, tied for second.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. On the other side, there's been some news that changes the, hey, we may have something cooking here.
Boy.
For me, there's one runaway team. The Houston Rockets.
The Rockets are dialing it in, and they've loaded up, and they're hitting it out of the park.
Move after move after move. And it actually started a couple years ago when they gave Jalen Green that extension. They didn't do the thing. They didn't give him the max deal. They said, we're going to have some optionality in your deal, bud. You haven't done enough. And they did that with the foresight ahead
Smart.
Of everybody else.
Smart.
When some bigger deals were still being signed. Rafa Stone has done an incredible job as far as stepping up to the plate and not just hitting singles, hitting home runs. Like, they have done incredibly well.
Yep.
And now they make the move for Kevin Durant to the point where their business ops is sending out emails of, hey, if you're a season ticket holder and you haven't renewed, you better do it now because they're running out. And if you're hoping to get single game tickets, buy them now because they're running out. Like, that's the kind of like juice that's coming behind the Houston fan base right now.
Now, the big thing for them is that Steven Adams has got to stay healthy and you got to find a way to limit his minutes even more.
Which is why you signed Clint Capella.
Which is a brilliant signing.
Yep.
Now you can go Şengün, Adams, and Capella.
No
and
one gets beat up. No one gets tired. You just you protect your bigs.
And then if you do send Şengün out, you have two bigs that you're going to be white knuckling it, mm-hmm. though, with Adams and Capella. But at the same time, if you have Giannis, it feels a hell of a lot better.
If you add Giannis to that, you can lean on Giannis a lot more and not be as dependent on Adams and Capella. But
yep.
as far as like veteran bigs go, those are two solid adds.
They have their turnaround has been exquisite.
Since the Harden trade, which the Harden trade, I would say most people in the NBA didn't think the Rockets got enough in the trade.
They've done a really damn good
job.
They've
done an incredible job. Also on this list for me, the Atlanta Hawks. Now, I think the Hawks have done really well. I'm not as high on them. I've like Zach Lowe has been incredibly high on them. He's caw, caw, caw all over the place for the Hawks. And I'm just like, they're a nice team. And in the East, they definitely look like they're a top four contender.
And that's the thing right there. Where you play and what you're up against without Jason Tatum, without Dame.
Without Halley.
Without Halliburton. The East is
wide open.
Wide open, and you're putting yourself in a position where you can weasel your way in.
Cleveland and New York are your clear 1-2s, and then after that, Orlando and Atlanta are right there. Right, and if things go right for either of those two teams, I could see either Atlanta or Orlando coming out of the number one seed.
Yeah, and look, the Cleveland Cavaliers, though, they took a couple of dents, though, like Ty Jerome.
Jerome going to Memphis.
And that was a guy who was potential sixth man of the year.
Now, yeah.
That's not going to be dictating what your season looks like. No. But come playoff time, your playoff depth and you're in a playoff run, he was huge for them in keeping them in games and relevant.
And then he got hunted mercilessly against
yes, he
the
did.
Pacers. And which is why yes, they make the move. They trade Isaac Okoro, who turned into a pumpkin in the playoffs for Lonzo Ball. And yes, Lonzo's injuries, but it wasn't his knees that he was dealing with. Was a wrist or a hand injury. I can't remember which one it was. That's what held him out the last bit of the season for the Bulls.
Yeah, just a different injury.
But when you've got a guy who's got knees that are on a ticking time bomb, it's nice to see that it's not his knees that are causing the problem, and hopefully he's beyond that. Because he's the exact kind of player that they need.
Golly. Trey Young, Kristaps Porzingis, Jalen Johnson, Okongwu, Nikhil Walker-Alexander, Risa Shea, Young, Luke Kennard, and Dyson Daniels are your Atlanta Hawks. That's pretty damn...
It's a pretty good team.
It's a pretty competitive team, mm-hmm. man. That is a very competitive
team. You surrounded Trey Young with exactly what you need. Now, the third team on this list, up until 2 hours ago, was the Denver Nuggets. Because it appeared for the first time since Yusuf Nurkic was traded that the Nuggets had a backup center behind Jokic that was not only good, but functional. Because they've had nobody.
Well...
Latest news is Jonas Valanciunas has been offered a massive deal overseas by, I believe it's Panathinaikos. And the scuttlebutt is that he is working on a visa and not a permanent citizen of the U.S. and that there is some worry.
Is that where Patino was? Was that the team that Patino?
Yeah, Olympiakos, yeah.
Oh, Olympiakos,
yeah.
Not
Panathinaikos. Yeah.
Not Panathinaikos, yeah. Okay. I got my Akos mixed up.
But there is some concern. Again, this is what I have been told about his visa and where things are with immigration in the U.S. and things of that nature. And if an offer was big enough, it would make more sense for him to go overseas and be featured. But he would be turning down, I think, almost $10 million in the U.S. But it's like, do I want to deal with it?
Does it go further in Greece right now?
I mean, yeah. I mean, Mario Hezonja, I think he made like $5 million when he left and went over there. He was living like, I mean, in overseas, Mario's a god. Single 25-year-old living in Greece making $5 million with the exchange rate.
All right.
The exchange rate on the lira went pretty well.
All right. So good for Mario. Super Mario.
But the Nuggets had made some other moves that were pretty good. They move off of Michael Porter Jr.'s contract. They get Cam Johnson, who's functionally the same kind of player, plays going to play the same role.
Yeah.
They bring Bruce Brown back, and you got Jonas Valanciunas. You're like, okay, you know what? The Nuggets are getting a little bit of depth. They're getting some experience. They're getting some more reliability. Oh crap. Now we don't have a backup center, and what makes this even worse is they traded Dario Saric, who was an expiring contract, to make this work to the Sacramento Kings. If this transaction goes through the way it already has with the league, I'm not sure if it's standing. They can't just call takebacks.
Well, I saw somebody, who was it? Was it because it's not July 6th, they can call takebacks, right?
Well, it depends on if they submitted the transaction already. And I'm not sure where that standing's at, because Dario Saric's expiring deal is one of the things that the Sacramento Kings are trying to use in a potential sign and trade for Jonathan Kuminga.
Mm.
Because this is going to alter other transactions. And they may just tell the Nuggets, too bad, so sad.
Take a hike, bruh.
And then the Nuggets are stuck there going, wait, what? Wow. It's very interesting. But if you had to pick between these teams, now the Hawks and the Rockets, I mean, I'm pretty sure which way you're going to go.
I'm going to go with the Rockets.
Yeah, I think the Rockets have probably won the offseason transaction cycle at this point.
Yeah, Keith Smith covers the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
He
works for Spotrac.
He said question was posed to him. Is Jonas Valanciunas still technically a king, or is he officially a Nugget regardless? He said, trade is not official. JV is still a king. Not sure what will happen with this development.
Yeah, that's...
So he is still technically... If this thing just goes sideways, then,
the Kings are
in it even more. Oh, all right.
So, yeah, it puts you in a very awkward position.
Yeah.
Up, down, and everywhere in between. So, wow. All right, coming up next, we saw something we may never see again in our lifetime. Clayton Kershaw breaks the 3,000 strikeout barrier, the 20th all-time. Is that the last we're ever going to see of it? We'll get that next year on Danny and Dusty, Timmy the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Last night we saw a feat that we have only seen 19 other times in Major League Baseball history, a pitcher reaching the 3,000 strikeout threshold.
Uh-oh.
As Clayton Kershaw did it for the Los Angeles Dodgers last night. The cool thing about this with Kershaw is it's with one franchise.
Yes, really cool. He's
Dodger through and through.
Yes, he has been dominant his entire career. I think the really cool thing about Kershaw, though, is that we've seen him come up and like grow up in the big leagues. Like, mm-hmm. 20 years old, he made his Major League Baseball debut. And I think that gets lost on us sometimes when you think of like the great young star pitchers that we have now. Like, Paul Skenes is 23 already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he went to college. Kershaw, out of high school, just fast tracked to the big leagues. And we've seen him now, you know, since 2008. Was his first year in the 17 years.
A long time, man.
It was his big league debut. Now, his actual clock started running the next year, but his strikeouts all counted, and he had 100 strikeouts in that first season. which is bonkers to think about at 20 years old.
We're, for a multitude of reasons, we're probably never going to see this again. The number of innings you throw, how often you throw, longevity of career, like we just, you just don't.
And I remember we were saying this 10 years ago about a 300 strikeout guy.
Or a 300 game winner.
And a, well, yeah, 300 strikeouts in a season, though. Mm-hmm. It was like, we're not going to see that anymore. And then Kershaw did it. And then we saw it the next year, mm-hmm. and then two times the following year, and then the next year, and the next year, and the next year. And we go through these cycles pitching-wise where I think we're starting to come back again to, all right, we've got to rely on these guys a little bit longer. Just like with stolen bases, right? The analytics swing so far in one way that all of a sudden it skews back to, we're going to start seeing these guys ride a few more innings and be there for longer. Because 3,000 strikeout pitchers, there's only 20 of them. But there's always going to be a which means that those guys who did that,
we're all
baseball's 150 years old.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't happen very often anyways. So will it be a long time until we see it again? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But when you have, like, just think of the young, strong arms that we have in baseball now that are pitchers, not just flamethrowers, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's Skeens, or just look at the NL Central, mm-hmm. for example, where you have Skeens, Mizorowski, and Chase Burns, mm-hmm. right? Those three guys are just in the NL Central alone.
Monsters.
Then Green also in Cincinnati. Like, you've got four of them who are young and really good. Now, the hard part is, will they be around for 17 years a la Clayton Kershaw? Yeah. Will they be able to have those years where a down year is 100 strikeouts, right? Which was like Kershaw, and this is things like Clayton Kershaw had six consecutive seasons of over 200 strikeouts, which is very good. He's also had seasons where he had 24 strikeouts, 43 strikeouts, mm-hmm. 62 strikeouts. And so not every year is going to be a 200-plus strikeout season. But can you stack the prime of your career like Kershaw did, where he went like 248, 260, 300, 229, 241, and have that 6 years just be as strong as you possibly can? Yeah, probably.
And then have another decade around it.
Yes, where you're having between 100 and 150 strikeouts. I mean, that's a lot to ask for. But that's why guys like Clayton Kershaw are generational talents. Mm-hmm. And I think we got spoiled because of the amount that we had in one run, like in the 80s and 90s, where those 3,000 strikeout guys were just piling them up left and right. But you look at it now, there's an influx of young pitching talent that if they stick around, mm-hmm. sure, it could happen. But injuries derail guys like Steven Strasburg,
yep.
and every other guy that we think could be the next one to do it happens all the time. I'm not going to say we're never going to see it again, because analytics will swing back, generational talents will come through, and who's to say that, you know, the next wave of analytics and pitching data is, yeah, we can pitch a guy, you know, he's not going to go complete games, but if we'd pitch him six or seven innings, we can pitch him more. Mm-hmm. And when we have a generational talent and it can elongate his career and we can get more games out of him, then you're looking at it saying, well, that generational talent will be able to get to 3,000.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to, different, but
if I was betting, I would say we aren't going to see one for a very, very, very long time.
I would agree with, the data will tell you it's going to be a really long time, because if you look at the guys who are, Clayton Kershaw had 1,400 strikeouts when he was 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he made his major league debut at 20. So when you think of it in those terms, we only have like two guys that are even around that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is Tarik Skubal, who's 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not 26 years old, but he's around that strikeout. But like guys like, Garrett Crochet from mm-hmm. Boston? Dude has 144 strikeouts
already
right now,
mm-hmm.
and he's 26. So, like, it's going to be really hard, but he's playing catch-up because he didn't debut at 20.
No. And that's then that thing.
You need strike out 100.
The perfect, you know, confluence of different things all coming together at once.
Right.
And it's just, it was already difficult, and in the modern baseball game, it's, at least currently,
yeah,
is significantly harder. Now, you could have ebbs and flows and changes and all those things. Clayton Kershaw didn't also only debut at 20. He debuted at 20 when complete games are still normal.
Yeah. Yeah, they were starting to limit guys, but yeah, it was, it was. And look, his strikeouts, as you go down his list of his seasons, like, he had, his last season of 200 strikeouts was 2017.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. Yeah. And so just think of it, if you can get guys like Crochet, right? If he gets, if he's stacking 200 strikeout seasons at the beginning of his career, then you go, all right, can he get 150 the rest of the way in the back end of it? Because Kershaw has got, was it one, two, three of his last, well, actually, four, five, six. His last six seasons, he hasn't struck out 150 batters. Right?
But longevity matters.
Yep. And three of those have been under 100 strikeouts, including, I mean, 2024, he was hurt.
Yeah.
24 strikeouts. Right? How long can he hang on?
Yeah.
And that's where being a generational talent, being a workhorse,
it matters.
One of those guys is going to come through. It's going to be few and far between.
And appreciate them when they're there is the big key takeaway.
Oh, yeah.
After a bit of a slow June and calling. Are falling a little bit short on the recruiting cycle. The Oregon Ducks have started the month of July with an absolute bang. You've heard it in Jeff Ross' update, and you'll hear it probably again here in just a second. They land the top offensive line prospect in the program's history, but they may have some more cooking. Where are the Ducks going? And taking a look at the college football recruiting cycle when we come back. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with Sports Center update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, we normally look ahead just the upcoming year in college football. It is also the cycle that is coming to a bit of a, not necessarily a close, but the biggest names in the college football marketplace, as it were, in the 2026 recruiting cycle is really starting to heat up over the next couple of weeks as the tops of the class are pretty much being locked up now, the top 150 or so.
Yep.
And after falling short and landing second for a number of very high-profile targets, the Oregon Ducks have started the month of July with an absolute bang, landing Iheanacho, the 6'7", 350-pound tackle out of Maryland.
They announced his decision on the McAfee show this morning.
This morning, on McAfee, he's made his commitment to the Ducks. He's the number one offensive lineman recruit. He's the number two tackle recruit, number 13 recruit in the nation in the composite rankings. This is a big old boy.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
6'7", 350 as a high school senior is nuts. I'm terrified to see what this guy does in a college weight room.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that probably lean him out a little bit more. And he's the number one offensive lineman composite-wise, 8th overall recruit nationally. He's a big kid, man. And getting these recruiting wins and stacking them on top of each other, that's the important part about the whole momentum point. But the thing with any sort of verbal commitment is that that's all it is, right? Until they put pen to paper, like that, who cares? We just saw like Lanning jumped into a pool and the guy decommitted, you know, less than a month later. Those sorts of things happen all the time. But when you take the momentum, when it kind of started with Jet Washington, Kobe's nephew, five-star safety out of Bishop Gorman, and then it went to Bryson Beavers, the quarterback that was committed to Boise State. He flips over, goes down to the Elite 11, and pops at the
Shows
Elite 11. They've found a way to refocus their aim on some of these targets. And those guys, like, and this is what the recruiting world will do, right? Bryson Beaver will go from like a 3-star to a 4-star. Who knows where he's going to finish up by the end of his senior year, right? Because once you're committed to a big school, all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, this guy's now a high 4-star, not just a on the fringe guy. Can be ridiculous at times. But they've had 3 recruits over the last 24 hours commit, Oregon has, that are 4-stars or better. Iheanacho being kind of the headliner of it. Big offensive lineman. And it's not just getting those high-profile guys, but where are you getting them at, right? Iheanacho is a center. They also got another safety today in Devin Jackson, who will be the second Devin Jackson on the team. Follow along there. But he's a safety out of Florida. He's from the Orlando area. And he's just like, this is where having that defensive-minded head coach is like, you had the 5-star safety in Jet Washington, now the 4-star safety in Devin Jackson, who's big, long, physical. If you're trying to see kind of where Oregon's going with things, they get a 6'7", 360-pound offensive lineman. Jackson is a 6'2", 200-plus safety that I have never seen him play, but what they say is that his frame and his body, they are ready to play immediately. We'll see about that. And when you recruit guys, you recruit them as depth and to develop and grow.
You also have maybe the best safety in the country on your roster in Thiemann.
Well, I mean, he's going to be gone by the time Jackson and Washington get in here. But you're seeing Oregon is prioritizing length and size in the secondary.
Getting big.
Getting big in the trenches. They also got a flip from Cal. Interior offensive lineman in Tommy Tofi, who is a big Samoan fella, and you're going to plug him in the middle. Where are you getting these recruits? Because if you get thin on the interior or you're lacking size on the perimeter on the defensive side of the ball, that's where you go, all right, this may be in a little bit of trouble, but when you are recruiting inside out, you're getting size on the back end, especially on your defensive side, that's where you say, all right, you can calm the shaking in your boots. It's the the quality of the guy, not just the sheer numbers of him.
And if you look at the current standings of the 2026 recruiting cycle, it shouldn't be a shock to anybody where teams are falling at. It's Big Ten, SEC with a sprinkle. You've got Miami and Notre Dame sitting in there as the, you know, the outliers. USC is currently number one, Georgia two, Notre Dame three, A&M four, Ohio State five, LSU six, Oregon seven, Bama eight, Clemson nine, Miami 10, with Michigan sitting right there at 11.
Cruton, man. This is Cruton season. And
powerhouses are going to powerhouse. And now there's another bit of news that kind of came out with this. Did you see the payment increase on July 1st in college football?
No.
Holy shnikes. Ross Dellinger had this earlier. It is an 842% increase year over year.
Dang.
That, like, he has the, this is from Open Doors, the NIL company that has all of the data.
Crazy.
It is just an absolutely bonkers. It's taking forever to load. Excuse me, not 842, 824. He has a little chart. It's Ross Dellinger on Twitter if you want to see it. It says, this June, NIL collectives paid athletes 824% more than they did last June. The most revealing front-loading figure yet. Do you know how much money they are expected to pay out in NIL in this year? Take a wild guess.
I don't even know where to start.
That's perfect.
$1 billion.
2.75
billion?
Billion is how much is going to get paid out in NIL.
they had to do it before July 1.
This is what they were robbing players of.
Yep. Yep.
This is why it was such a big deal. Because the number was that big.
Hot damn. They got to get there before Deloitte does.
Just absolutely bonkers. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap today's show. Yeah, what's your perfect 4th of July weekend? What when you're looking at it, if you could set it up, what's it going to be? Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. It's going to sound like a speed dating prompt.
Yeah.
What is your perfect 4th of July weekend?
My perfect 4th of July. What's Miss Congeniality say? What's the perfect date?
Mm-hmm.
April 27th. Barbecue,
mm-hmm.
Drinks, somebody else in charge of fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Not me, but a badass firework. I want mortars.
Yeah.
Mortars. And then being with friends and playing yard games. Lots of yard games. Yard games are crucial. We had a great 4th of July one year when my daughter was like very, very small. We actually went to Sook's house and we played a wiffle ball game, my wife and I, with the Sukanics, and that's where I plunked my wife. She roped a double off me in wiffle ball.
Started grabbing the plate a little bit?
No, she was cocky. Mm. Run those bases. So next time she was up, I put it between the numbers with the wiffle ball. I had to send a message.
That'll get you beaned.
Also, that's impressive because being able to hit throw one straight is hard.
No. Oh, yeah. And then I just started gassing. I started bringing the gas.
Yeah.
And I was throwing hard. And the junk was coming. It was, wow. All of these are drops.
Ross is like, I can't keep up.
I think I just saw smoke coming out of my keyboard.
But the nasty stuff started. Golly, I can't get away from it. Baseball is just a perverted sport. But that was a great day.
Do you have the wiffle ball strike zone? You got one of those boxes, a little steel plate, little
thing? No, we use integrity here. Okay. If you could swing at it, You should.
I do kind of like the wiffle ball, like, backstop slash.
Yeah, no, that's set. Great. If you hit the frame, then it's a strike. Yeah, that takes a lot of the arguing out of it. But wiffle ball is a great sport. I love wiffle ball. But any backyard games, whether it's cornhole, ladder golf, washers.
Bocce ball's making a big comeback.
Yeah, bocce ball's great. I like bocce ball.
Never played, but I've just seen
You've never played bocce ball before?
I've played a couple times.
Oh, bocce's fantastic.
Done the shuffleboard.
Like big shuffleboard?
Yeah.
I've never done the big shuffleboard, just the table.
Yeah, bar shuffleboard, I'm all about. If your bar has shuffleboard, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
But bar shuffleboard is great.
It's a good attraction.
Yeah. It is. Can jam is also a great yard game.
I don't know about that one.
It's a frisbee, and, well, this is going to... It's like you have like a garbage can. Think of like a, you know, the big... drums where they have fires out of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
but shorter than that.
Sure.
And there's it's like a soft kind of fold up like a pop up tent.
Okay, yeah.
But you could pop those bad boys up. It's got a slit in the front of it, and then it's got an open top. And you try to throw it into the slot, or it can go into the top, and you have a partner on the other side who can bat it in, or if you just hit the cam, you get a point.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a fantastic game, and you have to have beer in your hand the whole time.
I'd say a game that you can definitely get a lot of drinking done with.
Yeah, and it gets competitive really quick.
I can see it.
Spikeball's also great.
Yeah,
I like Spikeball.
I'm with you on pretty much all fronts.
Yeah, those are all great. You need to get yourself down on some can jam.
But I also need a timeliness to it, or I need it close by.
Yeah, they go quick. Games go quick. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my perfect 4th of July.
I like it.
Ribs, too, on the grill. Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Hey, everybody, have a safe and happy 4th of July. Get out of the traffic. It's going to be awful out there.
Keep all your fingers.
Keep all of your fingers.
However many you have right now, come back with on Monday.
Celebrate some freedom with all 10 digits, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back Monday. We're all off all weekend long. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time with Isaac and Souk right here on The Fan.
Bye. My butt might as well have been a suction cup.
Gastroenterologist.
Poop Summit.
Portland Perks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ohtani,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.